With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Welcome into another episode of the 615 Sessions podcast. Training camp, baby. We are back. We are better than ever. Football is underway at St. Thomas Sports Park, and I've just spent my whole week covering it for you guys. Today, you're going to hear a collection of interviews that we did at training camp. General Manager John Robinson, safety Amani Hooker, and wide receiver Kyle Phillips were all on my radio show this week on 104.5 The Zone. So we wanted to play a portion of those conversations for you. And then if you like what you hear and you want to hear more, you can go check out the radio show's podcast if you so choose. All you got to do is look up the Buck Rising Show. I'm going to give you some practice observations as well. But before we do that, let me tell you about my friends at Two Rivers Ford. It's a place you need to go. They are always going to make your life easier at Two Rivers Ford. They're going to make sure that you have as easy as possible a time purchasing your next vehicle. Whether you want to shop the way that I did, which is with the Built For You program, allowing you to customize any new Ford in any color that you want, with any customizable accessories. Or if you want their non-commissioned sales staff to keep their ear to the ground and their eyes peeled for a vehicle that might work for you, if you don't know exactly what you want, they'll do it for you. And they'll give you a call when vehicles arrive that may fit for you in stock. Two Rivers Ford is the best in the business because they always put customer service first. So go check them out in Mount Juliet, the dealership, or online at tworiversford.com. So, general practice observations outside of the conversations that you're going to hear with John Robinson, Amani Hooker, and Kyle Phillips. Treylon Burks looks great. Chick Okonkwo looks better. Derrick Henry had some explosiveness, some burst in team drills today as we record this for you on a Friday. And really, there hasn't been anything of note that should concern you at this point. It's been a very, very drama-free week. Now, Elijah Molden, I saw, or rather Austin Stanley, my partner over at A to Z Sports, Austin got a video of Elijah Molden coming up a bit limp in a drill on Friday. Did not return to practice, but nothing overwhelmingly detrimental there. Right now, you know, I feel pretty good about what I'm looking at from the Titans in several respects. One, I think Caleb Farley looks strong. Their defensive secondary in seven-on-sevens really, really held up well, making the quarterbacks hold the ball, staying consistently in coverage, blanketing their man if they were running man and making sure to be buttoned up if they were in zone. This is something that, you know, 3, 4, 5 seconds. Hell, there was a 7-on-7 drill where 7 seconds Logan Woodside held the ball trying to get it out to an open receiver. If you can hold up that way in 7-on-7, makes you feel infinitely better about what you can do when you have a pass rush in front of a secondary just like that. And as far as the offense is concerned, they have a lot of different options that they can throw to specifically on third downs, which was the situational football that they were running today. And we're going to talk a lot about that with the players and the general manager, who you're going to hear from coming up next. So let's first start with Titans GM, John Robinson.
Good to see you.
Great seeing you. Better to be seen than viewed.
No question about it. How did everything go today on the first day of camp?
Good start. I thought we had some good speed out there, some good competition. Saw some carryover from, you know, the individual and the group drills over to the team sessions, and we're off and rolling.
When you bring up carryover, just for the audience who may not necessarily understand the kind of things that you and the staff are looking for, what specifically are you trying to identify or trying to see how much guys picked up or where things might have dropped off?
Yeah, there's certain techniques and fundamentals with every position that you know the coaches work on during the individual portions of practice where it's just the coach in that position group. The techniques, it's hand placement, it's hat placement, it's hips, it's angles, all of that kind of stuff. And then you want to see that carry over into the team sessions where all the stuff that they learned in the individual stuff fundamentally they're applying that to the specific play that's called.
So with this period right now, it almost feeling like a little bit of an extension of phase three as far as the pads, not quite yet, and kind of the acclimation process. What are you guys focused on first and foremost as we get out here and get started for fans to kind of be following along with?
Yeah, guys were in shape the last couple of days on a conditioning test, which was good. The energy at practice, I thought we had some good juice at practice today. Guys were into it. The attention to the details and the fundamentals of every play. Again, we've gotten all of the a lot of the installation is already in from the spring. So you start back over and you're, what's the carryover from, spring and that learning process to, the initial couple of days. And you can't just put the guys out there and throw pads on them and start, hitting each other. There's an acclimation period that, we work with the league and from a scheduling standpoint to get the guys ready, for those contact periods.
Titans general manager John Robinson here with us on 104.5 The Zone. We're live out here at Titans training camp. Obviously a lot of, first day kind of jitters or sloppiness, whatever you want to call it, to work out, but a lot of really good snaps from a lot of different dudes out there today. Treylon Burks looked like he was comfortable with what he was being asked. He looked productive out there. He looked like he was really competing.
Yeah, I mean, like I said yesterday in my, kind of press session there, I thought that, he did an outstanding job over the summer of getting himself back, and we saw that in the conditioning test and then those first two practices. That weren't open to the media. It was just us here. And you could see that, it was just it looked like, more like what we saw on the Arkansas film when we evaluated him. And, the carryover that he showed out here today was off to a good start.
I don't think that's any small thing, given how much scrutiny, just not even just individually Treylon, John, but like how much scrutiny these guys are on, given social media, given instantaneous reaction, things that I know that you know a lot about with all of this, but just simply the ability to put a good day together and then to build off it tomorrow and to go from there. I think people almost get ahead of themselves when they talk about the fundamentals of what training camp exactly is.
Yeah, especially for these rookies, they're learning a new offense, they're learning new terminology. Their system at Arkansas or Auburn, if it's Roger, or Ohio State, if it's that terminology may be a little different, and they're trying to associate, well, we called it this for the last 4 years or 3 years at my college, it's the same skill and what we're asking, but we call it this here with the Titans. That association of what the terminology is, certainly, as a draft pick, the spotlight's on you. And let's face it, we live in kind of a microwave society where you just want to hit, reheat or cook for 3 minutes and you've got, Salisbury steak, So that's not the reality with football, with pro football. It's a process, and there's a patience that we have to have as a staff, and continue to evaluate, encourage, coach, and then it's up to the player to, to kind of keep grinding and improve.
Hey. Out here at Titans training camp practice with wide receiver Kyle Phillips right off the practice field. How'd it go today? How'd you feel? How'd everything work?
It was a good practice. Nice to get out there and start playing football again.
So as far as like the acclimation process for you, we're talking to Robert a little bit about, just trying to get a read from the other guys who've been here before, how to do the drills, just that fundamental technical stuff. How has that been for you?
It's been good. We got a really good group of guys, so it's nice to sit back, watch how they do drills, just see what they're focused on, and just try and follow up after them.
As far as Rob Moore, I mean, that's somebody who's played in the league. That's something. Does Rob brag on himself at all to meetings? It's all right. I won't tell him.
every now and then he'll bring it up, but that's just what's so nice about having him, our coach, is, he's a guy that's done it, so he really understands how to get open and what it's like to be a receiver. So it's really easy to believe in what he says.
Obviously, it's different going from college to pro, no matter what the situation is. But as far as what you're learning at this level compared to what you were focusing on, we talked to you at the draft about release packages and the different techniques that you would study from different players. How have you kind of processed the new information and tried to implement? Does anything change at all?
I wouldn't say anything changes. The biggest thing is really the playbook. It's trying to master that playbook. That's kind of what my focus has been on. you know, just mastering that playbook so I can play faster and faster each and every day.
Did you apologize to Kenneth George after you put him in a spin cycle out there in one-on-ones?
No, I did not.
But really, it looks like the competition between the defensive backs and the wide receivers, you guys seem to be getting a lot out of it. What is that for the audience, I guess? Can you kind of describe what that looks like for you guys?
Yeah, no, we got a really talented DB room and really talented wide receivers and tight ends, you know, so each day we go out there, it's a battle. It's really fun to compete.
You settling in to Nashville? I mean, this is the whole thing at this point.
Oh, yeah, I feel real comfortable, you know. Finally starting to get used to that weather a little bit, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What about the weather you got to get used to?
Humidity, you know, I'm from San Diego. Nothing like that out there, so that was probably the biggest change for me, just, you know, coming out practicing that humidity. But I feel really good now. I feel comfortable.
As far as the quarterbacks and the chemistry that you guys are getting and the amount of reps, there's only so many to go around. How do you kind of work with them on an individual basis and as a group to kind of make sure that you're getting a vibe for all three guys?
Yeah, just extra work after, you know. You see a lot of guys who stay after, get with the quarterbacks, you know, even if it's just some spot catching, just kind of getting a feel how the quarterback throws the ball and just, you know, building that chemistry.
Is that something I'm keeping you from right now?
No, it's all good right now. We got a little bit of catches in. But, yeah, that's pretty much it, you know. Like you said, you only get some of your reps, so you got to make them count. And then after practice, just get in what you can.
As far as, like, the situational football part of these practices is concerned, how have you kind of assimilated to the rhythm of how each day goes? I know there's different speeds, different, you know, whether you're working red zone, whether you're working from the 20 in, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. What's that been kind of like to get that schedule down?
It's been good because now it's kind of how we practice at UCLA. You know, we weren't just going out there running plays. There was a situation, you know, and that crazy play, the best football possible, whether it's red zone, third and short, third and long, 2-minute drill, you know. The staff does a really good job of just putting us in all those situations. So come game time, feeling good, feeling fast, and feeling confident.
This was a football team that was in a lot of third and six pluses last year. You guys look like you got some really good options between wide receiver, tight ends, and receivers out of the backfield.
Oh, yeah, whole lot of talent on offense, so it's going to be exciting.
Kyle Phillips, appreciate you stopping by.
Yep, thank you.
What's happening?
Not much, man. Had a good practice day.
Yeah. What was the energy like? Kind of tell the audience, because, you know, we're doing an audio thing here. They can't see everything that we just saw. What'd you like about the way that your group performed today?
They performed good. You know, today was all about the details, locking in on all our details in the calls, making sure we're conditioned, and making sure that we get back to the basics today.
Man, your group is about as talented of one that you could find in the league, especially given how young all you guys are. But with the details, this time of year, you've been through this a couple of times, even though you're one of those younger dudes. You've been through this. How much are you seeing the carryover from the detail work that you were doing when we broke for offseason carry over to right now?
You know, guys are locked in. You know, guys, you know, over the offseason, they didn't lose what we taught and what we went through last year. You know, it's carried over, so we're able to add more stuff. You know, we don't have to revisit too many things because guys are on top of the playbook and, you know, guys have just showed up. And, you know, we got a lot of young guys, but they're mature. And, you know, they understand the situation that we have and the talent we have in the group. So we just want to go out there and perform well.
Now, you're not an old head yet, but, you've been at it for a little while. Is it starting to feel like, you know, you're the veteran, you're doing podium stuff, you're stuck with us more often? Like, you're one of the guys now.
Yeah, you know, I've been here my fourth year. You know, my second year going into, you know, a bigger role. And, you know, I just want to make sure I lead guys. So, I mean, that comes with, I guess, that's maturity. So I got to make sure I'm mature enough to just lead my group.
That's something your head coach has talked to us a lot about. You know, everybody leads differently. And I think it's important to kind of have those different dynamics in the room for everybody to, you know, have people that they can go to in certain instances, in certain circumstances. Has it been like that, the dynamic for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's like, you know, guys can come to me, guys can come to KB, even guys go to Elijah. You know, even though he's a young guy, he's smart. I mean, he knows the playbook. You know, he's going to his second year, but it seems like he's been here for the same amount of times I've been here. So, I mean, we got a lot of guys in the group that can lead, and guys aren't afraid to ask questions.
Imani Hooker hanging out with us, fresh off the practice field here at St. Thomas Sports Park. So you're going up against the offense the last couple of days. I know there's a couple of days that we didn't get the opportunity to see, but guys have been out here working. It seems like everything is operationally sound from what our untrained eyes can see out here on the field.
Yeah, I mean, guys from offensively, you know, you can tell they're on top of it. You got guys like Nick Westbrook that, you know, come in, they'll break player, makes deep passes, makes a deep catch for touchdowns, and does little things. And, you know, you got Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill, who's controlling the offense. So, you know, we expect them to be on point, and same for us as a defense.
Now, a guy like Nick has seen every different level of what it is to be a professional football player. Coming in as an undrafted guy, now he's a veteran out here and knows all three of the positions at the wide receiver that they ask those guys to play. From your standpoint, when you're going up against a guy like that and seeing the work ethic and seeing those kind of that day-by-day progression, how big a difference do you see in him from the time that you guys got here to where you are now, both heading into year four?
Yeah, I mean, just for me, it's him being on special teams, making plays there, and then the opportunities he had on offense. You know, he takes advantage of every single one. I mean, he's a guy I know on offense they can count on. And then as defense, when offense is on the field, we know that Nick's out there, he's going to make a play or get that first down.
So the young guy, I mean, we talked about how young the group is anyway, but the rookies anyway. You got Theo, you got Roger McCreary, you got a couple of the undrafted dudes working in and getting some good reps. What kind of stands out about the new crop of defensive backs the Titans just added?
We got a smart group. I mean, honestly, I think this is the smartest group we had come in right away. I mean, not many mistakes. I mean, obviously little things here and there, but, you know, they're getting the calls across. They're getting guys lined up. And they've been improving ever since May. So, you know, great progression. I can't wait to see them go this preseason.
It just helps you play faster, right?
Mm-hmm, definitely. I mean, when you just go out there and you don't have to think about, you know, where you got to be. And, you know, we put a lot of time, you know, in walkthroughs, not during practice, and in the meeting room as well to make sure that they're on their P's and Q's.
Yeah.